Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Joe Klimovich, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Justice. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Melinda Balthrop. So, Joe, DOJ, like most federal agencies, but particular given the critical mission of the Justice Department, views information, data, and technology as strategic assets. To that end, would you tell us about your strategic plan?
Well, we recently developed an information services and technology strategic plan that outlines how we're going to support achievement of DOJ's broader mission. This document will guide our organization's initiatives and activities for the next 3 years. And the strategic plan is actually published on our open public website under Justice Management Division publications and resources. But the priorities there are exceed customer expectations. I don't want to just meet customer expectations, although that may be a necessary precursor, but I want to exceed customer expectations. And that means a strong customer engagement, strong customer service and the operations, and really being able to act as a trusted advisor to customers. We want to manage taxpayers' money wisely. That's one of the things that I think we're accountable for here. So that means strong accountability, performance, and then greater transparency and data-driven analysis. We want to constantly be pushing for opportunities to save money, to reduce the cost of our business. I want to enable innovative sharing of services and information, essentially acting as a service broker, building a trusted environment for data management and interoperability, and then promoting data and information accessibility to not only with the private sector and so on, but is to foster better collaboration within the 40-plus components within the department. I want to protect fourth one is protect our mission, combating cyber threats, enhancing the identity credential access management, preventing and detecting insider threats, and then being able to apply analytics in near real time so that we can react faster. And the last one, but not least, is building that future-ready workforce. So how do we attract high-quality, diverse workforce? How do we retain and cultivate workforce with the right skills? And then how do we build a culture of engagement and reward innovation? So those are our priorities that are called out in our strategic plan.
So as a follow-up, and I know you're out on the circuit, so to speak, with the federal civilian CIO community, but what are the key internal and external drivers and trends that have shaped how you approach your IT mission support?
Sure. I would say on the internal drivers, one of the biggest things is how do we enable and protect the mission? Both had to provide the services, but also to make sure those services and the information are secure. On the external side, rapidly changing technology and along with that, threats to the mission. So there's a lot of parallelisms there, both on internal and external. The department employees rely on our essential IT services, and those range from mechanisms to enable real-time reporting on important alerts to data storage and enterprise collaboration tools, case management services, and support criminal justice really around the globe. We're focused on securing these services. But at the same time, the department needs to evolve and enable innovative ways to share information. I think critical to our success